Shmaitza Shir Tuesday night. Eitan got scared off. He's not here tonight. Or Leches Tishrei Wednesday night. Or Leches Tishrei.
Going back to Shmaitza Zayin Perek Dalet, a synopsis. We know that five women who are Sono Zuazu are psychological enemies, so they're not Nemon to say thank you very much. They're not Nemon to say that the Baal died. Now, ironically, you know, the most amazing one is the Tzora. Who can get married? A woman can get married on her own say-so that the husband died. But the Tzora can't. So you have this woman getting married, and she's allowed to get married, and the Tzora's not allowed to get married. That's like the most amazing one, is the Tzora, who herself is, because she's koshered, even to mess up, she's willing to mess up. The husband really didn't die. She wants to mess up the Tzora, the co-wife, because she's willing to get married and mess herself up if she can mess the other person up. That's what Chazal saw in the psychological makeup of this relationship, that she's capable of doing that. Well, now she's not messing her up because the din is you're not believed. What? So she would get married, and then the husband will come back and says, "Hi, everybody." Now she is getting married. So you know, if it was up to us, we would say she's not believed. But if she gets married based on her edus, so then the tzara can also get married. But you see, Chazal had a much more jaundiced view of her nemonis. So you see. They say she's capable of messing herself up. Abi, she could mess the other person up. Okay. Chazal was a psychologist, therapist.
Did we learn that from Shimsha?
Well, you learn it out from any chazaka in Shas, any chazaka of behavioral things. So you see, they understood how people behave. They say Chazaka in dem Pareto Zmano, Chazaka in dem Chote Lulo, Chazaka, you know, in dem Tarech Masuda Masida. Things they understand the human psyche very well, and they're making up halachas based on that. It's really amazing. I think the most amazing thing is the Tzara. Who would think that she's capable of doing that? Do you believe she's capable of doing that? You better say yes, or I'll call you an apicurus.
I believe in Chazaka said that, but I don't.
Chazal said it. That's
why they. We don't have that. Maybe it was obvious. We don't have Kowai.
Yeah.
Maybe it was pretty clear.
Ask some old Yemenites.
We hope Rachel and Leah weren't like that. Okay. The Mishnah Lamelech is Mesupik if how total this is, that he's not believed. Could she eat Truma, for example? If the husband was a Kayan, can the co-wife, this one's getting married and this one's eating Truma? Could we have such a thing? Like, we're not even Chayshish for her words? And therefore you assume the husband's alive, even you let him meet Truma. Or maybe not, maybe it's still a suffer. Maybe so you have to go to Chumrah. So she can't get married, but you can't eat Truma either. The Mishnah Lamelech wants to be toilet in the Machlekes Rambam Ravid, where this issue was debated. Now this suffer is if it's Vaday or suffer. If you mean is if she's makabel kedushin from someone else, right? If the tzara is now makabel kedushin from someone else, so if it's vadai, if you treat her like a vadai eshesesh, you're not chayiv for that kedushin. If you treat her like a suffek eshesesh, then you have to be chayiv for that kedushin. Right? There is a machlokes in the Gemara if she can eat truma. The tzara can eat truma. So the Mishnah Malach says it's totally in the machlokes Rambam Ravid. Because they have a machlokes how we paskin.
That would mean the sinna, the hatred is not 100%. In other words, there's a certain place where maybe it's done too.
I don't know if that's the way I would phrase it. I would say the sinner could be 100%, but we're not quite sure it's there to such a degree. I don't think it's a question of what degree of sinner. I think it's a question of how far would she go. Yeah. Okay, so now the Rambam passes like Reb Tarfon that she could even eat truma. The Ravid paskins like Rabbi Akiva that she can't eat truma. So the Mishnah Melech wants to say that's what it's telling in this machlokas. According to Reb Tarfon, she's vadai eshesish. According to Rabbi Akiva, she's sofek eshesish. The Shmaitza asks on the Mishnah Melech that it shouldn't be a dion by Eidus Isha. Because really, a lechem is not nemar b'isur. So Chazal decided to be made kill. What did I say? See? Falling asleep. Because really, a lechem is not nemar by Dovah Shaber. I don't know. I don't know what to do. I'll either get more sleep or I'll stop the shiur. Really. I can't waste your time like this. Today I slept during Meir. I'm telling you. So the Shmaitzer doesn't understand. He says, over here you're dealing with a Dovah Shaber, but really an Eid Echad is not Neman at all. Chazal made a special kula and believed it. But they didn't believe these five. So of course you're going to treat it like an Eish Yisish Gemura. I, Taka Rabbi Akiva, says that she cannot eat truma. Indeed. If one of these five women a mayor that the husband died, the tzara cannot eat truma. You just told me a whole cheshbon why she should be allowed to eat truma. Why, for sure, these five ladies are not believed. Okay, so the Shmaitzer gives three terutzim. One is that legabe truma, we can believe her because what are you saying? You're saying she would even be mekalkel herself in order to be Makalkel, the co-wife, to go get married to someone when she's still a married woman. Right? But what's the loss she's causing Lagabe Truma? She could be Machalik in the Noisim, so that means, according to her Eidus, this woman has to stop eating Truma. She's not going to be Makalkel herself and marry someone if her husband's still alive, if the only kilkul she's making is sorrow that she can't eat truma anymore. So therefore, you could allow the tzara to eat truma. That's what the Rabbi Akiva holds. No. That's why you have to not allow her to eat truma. It might be true. Because the Rabbi Truma, it might be true. Because she's not, because in Svara, she, you know, you could certainly say she's not going to calculate herself just to get the co-wife to stop eating truma. So therefore, she has more of a degree of belief. Well, I don't know what she knows. I don't know if she knows if we pass from like the Rambam or the Ravid. I don't know what she knows. I don't know if she knows how we pass. No. She's trying to get the other lady to get married and to stop eating truma. So the Shmaitzer wants to know what's the pshat in Rabbi Akiva. Akiva says she can't eat truma. Right? The Shmaitzer doesn't understand that because he gave a wonderful cheshbon that really Eid Echad shouldn't be believed at all because Dovah Shebe'erva. Chachamim said they should be believed. Chachamim said they could be believed. And these five women are not believed. So what's your shaila? That maybe it's true. Why is it? So his answer is that because maybe Lagabe Truma, they can also be believed. Because the hatred is not going to force, is not going to have them say something that'll mess up the co-wife for Gabe Kenny Truman. It's too small. It's not chayshish that she's going to, when it comes to Truman, like, we're not chayshish, she's lying. When it comes to Truman, we're not chayshish, she's lying. If she was married, get married. But the Gabi Truma, we can't believe them. The Gabi, that we can't. That's no kashi. You have times. An Erechad, you believe the Gabi Yisur, and you don't believe the Gabi Momenis. You believe him to be Nashbi and a person of Shua, and you don't believe him to be Motsi Momenis. You believe the Gabi Truma, but the heavier belief that's necessary to allow her to get married, for that you don't believe her. So that's the reason of Rabbi Akiva. Another reason is, his second reason is, we can't live with this contradiction. We can't have her getting married and the co-wife eating truma. Someone's doing a vaday iser, and we can't have that. That's the second suggestion in Rabbi Akiva. His third suggestion in Rabbi Akiva is that truma is isurin. So when Eidechad is not going to be isurin. So when it comes to her eating truma, Eidechad's mamish believe. But that's not so pashut. Rabbi Tarfon, what would he hold? He would hold, because there's a ran, that if he's surin is mixed with mominus, then Eidechad is not nema bisurin. The whole Eidus has a din of double the moment. And the Eidechad is not believed. So here also, in the Chanami you'd say, Gabi Achilas Truma, she should be believed. Rabbi Tarfon holds that you go bust on a larger issue. Okay, she's not married anymore to that guy. Like that. Right? So she's not, if she's not named to say that, so she's not named to Gabi Truma either. Just like the Ran says, even if you're named on the Gabi Yisurin, you're not going to be named on for an Yisurin that has Mom and Karuch in it. So here also. Again, the Ran says a dovish isurin which touches upon momenis and erecha is not believed. So he's saying here also, in the Chanami, you want to look at the edus lagabi truma as an isurin, but it has a characteristic of dovish berba because it involves dovish berba. The Shmaitzer then says, he brings down a kasha on the Rambam. The Rambam paskins that these five women can be made on each other the Eidu Sota. And they're actually believed to ask her the Baila and not to drink the water, because they're saying she was Mizanah. But not Lafsida Tsubasa. Not Nema Lafsida Tsubasa. So the kasha is that the Rama Pasmas that these five women are not Ne'amon not even Lagabe Truma. Why are they Ne'amon Lagabe Soita? That's just kasha. He wants to know why the name of the made Eidu Sota. Where is she getting her ksuba? First of all, you don't get your ksuba when you're married.
She doesn't drink. She can never
get Eidu Sota.
Right.
Not them. Now you can lose the tzubah like a tzos moment. You have to think of her as being the mukhsir. So you're being not taking away money from her. Yeah.
They're
not mukhsir, right? She's considered the muhsin. So the erech is machzik at the moment.
Normally she would get ksuba,
no? No, a sota doesn't get ksuba.
Okay, so they had a guy.
Does not get ksuba. Does not get. Wait. What?
Here she does. It's staring at me.
The Rambam posits that these five women are so not believed that the woman could continue eating truma. The man is not believed. So he wants to know why is she neman be'edah sota. She's certainly being makalkal her, she becomes also the baila. So he says again what he said in the beginning of the parak, that here you're dealing with a davar shebevah that midinya not neman. Except Chazal decided to believe you for whatever reason they had. So they said only if there's right, and they didn't believe these five. Right? You really not believe. Chazal said you believe, and they excluded this five from their belief. Mashenking the five ladies of Gabi Eidu Sota, you learn that from a pasuk then they dechaz them. So like this is certainly ratified by Torah law. That the Eitzot is Neman. So these five women are also Neman. Even if you're not going to believe them because you have an external thinking, maybe they're lying, but it's certainly not worse than every suffix. So it's a suffix. Because with the Eraisa, you're dealing with a Neman, it's with the Eraisa. How much should you be chayshish that these women are not telling the truth? So the Rambam says, look, she's also the baila. Look, everything is suffering. That's an interpretation of the Rambam. She's also the baila, but she doesn't lose the ksuba. Right, but it is a suffering. She's the muhsik in the ksuba. She's called the muhsik. What?
Because of the
right, it's a suffix. It's at least a suffix. So she doesn't lose the ksuba, but she also the baila. She wants to know what's going on. If you ask her, she's Neman, why is this even a ksul? A son is allowed to say Eidus. So why should be Neman? So he answers that you can only say that by an eid kasha, that a sone should be Neman. You can only say it by an eid kasha. By these women, their whole belief, even if the Neman of the Araisa, is only it's considered that there's an umdana. There's an umdana if he's telling the truth. You not believe that there is Eidus. We believe the Torah. She's telling us something we believe her. It's not a partial of Eidus. Eidus are violent over, yeah. So therefore, it's not so heavy to, wait, so they can't be mafsid the ksuba. What problem? He wants to know if you're going to an Eidechot Nama Bisurim or an Eidechot Nama by Sota, because it's a puzzle. So since when is Sone not good? So he says, you're right, that would only be true by an Eid Kosher. By an Eid puzzle is only believed because there's like another one probably telling the truth. Yeah, right? That's what he said. No, so it knocks off the umdana. You have an umdana that he's probably telling the truth. So, the fact is, like, the women with a sinner, so you have to, maybe they're not telling the truth.
Well, we said that the whole fashion is that a sonne is kosher.
So, the sonne is only kosher like when you have an eighth kosher. who's never to be made. But if you hold relying on him, it's because he's probably telling the truth, because like there's a rhyme ago that the husband hasn't been around for a while on this, right? So then you have to take into account that he's a signee too. And you lose your umdana, but he's telling the truth. A sonei is kosher leedus. Mechadis is shmeitzer, that's only an eighth kosher to be a sonei. But someone else who's not normally kosher and is being believed here because of a special reason.
Why is this?
And the reason is probably an umdana, that she's probably telling the truth.
Why is she not kosher yet?
She's an Isha, she's an eighth sheira. She's not kosher to be an eighth, she's an Isha.
No, but by this, she's kosher, by the partial sota of God.
Yeah, so that's what the Shmaitz is, Mechadish. That there's a difference between the nemonos of a fossil and the nemonos of a kosher, even when they're both believed. Right? That's the Shkiddish. That the eighth kosher is an eighth kosher, look at the sota too. He's a regular eighth kosher. He was given more power for the case of Saita.
But
the Isha is not an eighth kosher. So the Saita is Mechadish. And even though Medioraita she's to be believed, but he's only believed as an umdana.
Wouldn't
that
be
so
any Saita?
Any what?
Any
Saita. An eighth echad is not considered an eighth kosher. He's considered an eighth kosher. Except we need another one.
But an eighth of sota.
So the Mishmaid is Machalak between an eighth kosher and an eighth posel.
No, but even if it was an eighth kosher.
It's
eidus. If it's an eighth of sota, you rely on them. That's why you believe the eighth of sota. But you don't stop believing the eighth of sota. Don't think it's reliable.
That's your assumption. Shmaitz is going that the bottom line is he's Nema B'Torah's Eidus. Maybe there's an umdana for the reason you believe him, but the Maitz is Eidus. That's what he's Mechadish, that an eight kosher is Eidus. And an eight posel doesn't magically become Eidus. Got it?
Even though Sony is not the problem. That's not the problem.
So now Sony becomes a problem. If your whole belief is based on umdana, so certainly Sony becomes a problem. You lost your umdana.
It's like
Chosef Meir,
even though really we say
Sony
is not a problem.
Sony is not an issue by an eight kosher who's saying Eidus. But an eight that you're believing because of an umdana, you know, it's probably telling the truth. Yeah? So that could be knocked off by. That the Shmaitz is Mechadish. That even by eight sota, the eight posel is only believed with an umdana. Not straightforward eidus. Which could lead us into a discussion that every eidus is not an umdana. That's like too heavy, right? You know what I mean? It's not the shad. Not the shad, because they said something and probably telling the truth. Now, peace I made them, Yochum Dover. They said something, so it's established, and now the best that's the possible.
Here the Torah says
about
being in
the God. So I'll call the Shmaitz is Mechadish, the choice is Mechadish. So it's based on umdana. Once it's based on umdana, these five nashim ruined the umdana. And you see, agav, from this talk, that eidus is never believed because of an umdana. But it's more straightforward. They believe. Go pask and I'll pee him. Good?
Yeah.
What is this suffix about? It's all about the eidus that an eid echad is believed by sota. You're right, it's a little magna because we know that the reason of the Xeris HaKosov even by an eid kosher is because it's reclined with them.
Yeah, he's just saying enough that a sota will not be kosher to an eid
that a what?
A sona. Yeah. Even if it was an egg, it was kosher. He wouldn't have. He wouldn't be kosher.
No. The Rambam holds he would. The Shmaitz is saying he would.
A sona.
Yeah.
No, the eris of sota depends on umdana.
Only when it's puzzle.
No, it's just puzzle. See that a puzzle is kosher for eris sota shows you that eris sota is not relying on it, relying on umdana. So
even for the eight kosher?
No.
I don't know. Then he goes light and he's mechalik if an eight kosher and eight kosher. And an eight kosher is straightforward, nemon. So yeah. We'll stop here. Okay. I hung in there. I'm planning on being here tomorrow night. Please bear with me. I slept through Myra.
Tomorrow night is a hard night.
Yes. You have to do kaporas. You have to prepare.
What number did I call the rabbi?
It would be Mavati.
Oh, 054-914-6311.
Like the old
Muncie
code.
914. Yeah, but no more now, it's 845.
Yeah.
Okay, Shikayach and Rosai, please be Michael. But you have any questions tonight? Was good. I got clear. You have any questions left? What's modern is your point. That the even the eight kosher that's named by Sota really is based on an umdana. But it's not a kushim, because the umdana is just the reason he's believed, but now we believe him as an aid. While the aid puzzle, the Shmaitzer wants to be mechadish, is really just a way of presenting us with an umdana. And the umdana is what's causing the psak.
Here we don't have it.
And here you don't have it because of the five women. But what's good about this way of looking at it is that it supports the idea that, like we talked about by Riches, that according to the Rambam, Edom is not Umdana. Edom is because they said something. It's not Umdana. Okay, come on, you have my hand. Okay. You wait till I come outside. You wait.